WNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. The Nome Public School District is pursuing mediation with the Nome Education Association regarding teacher contracts. The district distributed a release last night after the Board of Education met for a regular meeting and executive session. The release explains that the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service has been asked to assist in reaching a contract agreement due to the impasse in negotiations. At the start of the meeting last night, the NEA petitioned for a return to negotiations after bargaining last Thursday and Friday was unsuccessful. NEA President Erica Rhodes shared a letter with the board stating that the district team walked out of the bargaining meeting when it was suggested both groups submit new proposals.
As a member of the NEA team, I was genuinely baffled by this action. We brought our proposal to the district in good faith, understanding that in the process of negotiations, we would not get everything we proposed.
Rhodes emphasizes that she would like to see the NEA and the board working together in the process. She says that teachers do appreciate the board and shares her belief that the NEA and district administrators have the same goal in mind.
We do appreciate this being a community effort and that we truly are on both sides of the table, the board and the teachers, looking to do the best things for education in Nome.
In other business, President Betsy Brennan presented reconsideration on a recent board vote regarding the superintendent search. At a special meeting February 20th, the board voted to approve an Alaska Association of School Boards proposal to provide services for the superintendent search. Last night, Brennan entertained a motion to still utilize AASB's services, but conduct an internal search within the district initially before moving forward with a state and nationwide search. Board member Barb Nichols.
I maintain my stand to support one superintendent search. Include all, exclude none. An internal search will indeed exclude people who live in Nome. Not even knowing who might apply, I think everybody needs to be included.
With one board member absent, the board tied their votes and Brennan's motion failed. Nome Public Schools will move ahead with one comprehensive search for candidates with the assistance of the AASB. Brennan again encouraged internal candidates from Nome Public Schools to apply. The Nome Board of Education meets for a work session on March 26th. Governor Sean Parnell has appointed Anchorage attorney Timothy Dooley to the Nome Superior Court. Parnell, in a news release, says Dooley will be an asset to the community. He says Dooley's breadth of experience and temperament have prepared him for his new role. According to Parnell's office, Dooley has served in private practice in Anchorage since 1993, primarily focusing on criminal, personal injury, maritime, and employment law. The bodies of two adults and a 10-year-old girl have been found in the wreckage of a small plane that crashed near the 4,000-foot level of Rainy Pass. Alaska State Troopers identified 59-year-old pilot Ted Smith and 48-year-old Carolyn Servoya and her 10-year-old daughter. According to the Anchorage Daily News, the two passengers were hoping to volunteer at the Takotna Iditarod checkpoint. Alaska National Guard spokeswoman Kaylee Rupp says the pilot had not filed a flight plan and was not an official member of the Iditarod Air Force. Across the board, federal budget cuts are coming, half from the Department of Defense budget, the other half to other federal agency budgets. KNBA's Jocelyn Estes reports that cuts to the Department of Defense or DOD budget will lead to reduced funding for Army and Air Force base operations. DOD cuts will also affect Alaska Natives through a Small Business Administration program. Under SBA 8A, Alaska Native for-profit corporations, federally recognized tribes across the country, and Native Hawaiians are given advantages in bidding on federal contracts. In fiscal year 2011, nationwide, SBA 8A participants secured $16.7 billion in contracts. Executive Director of the Native American Contractors Association, Kevin Alice, says the upcoming cuts put those contracts in jeopardy.
Many of our businesses are DOD contractors. And so when you have this broad brush to, you know, just eliminate X amount of dollars from the budget of DOD, that's going to flow down to many of these shareholders and tribal members and Native Americans not getting the resources that have flown through this program and through these companies.
Alaska Federation of Natives President Julie Kitka says cuts to other federal agencies, everything from judicial and correction systems to wildlife fire management and housing, will also have far-reaching impacts.
For example, the Department of Interior, in which we have a lot of tribal programs, they're projecting that the tribes will lose about $130 million across the nation, impacting such areas as human services, law enforcement, BIA schools, economic development, and natural resources.
Kitka says hospitals, clinics, and medical care for Alaska Natives and Native Americans are not exempt from the cuts.
They're suggesting that nationally about 3,000 fewer inpatient admissions and 804,000 fewer outpatient visits to the whole Indian Health Service network across the nation.
Kitka says details about how the across-the-board cuts will play out have yet to be determined. She says the resulting uncertainty may drag out for months, drawing agency and public attention away from problems such as high energy costs and subsistence management issues that need to be addressed. Nome School Board is looking for community feedback on renaming the Nome Elementary School Library. Staff and faculty at the Nome Elementary School submitted a letter to the board last month asking to name the library in recognition of former educator and librarian Joy Hewitt. The letter highlights Joy Hewitt's 22 years of working in Nome Public Schools and sharing her love of reading with countless students. Hewitt developed the Reading Incentive Program to encourage children to read at home, in addition to bringing Guys Read and Girls Read programs to the elementary school. She also coordinated with community organizations so volunteers could share their love of reading with students. Hewitt was awarded the 2011 School Library Community Outreach Award from the Alaska Association of Librarians. Hewitt was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 2010 and retired in May 2012. She passed away last week. The Alaska House has passed legislation that would change the way water rights are processed. APRN's Alexander Gutierrez reports the bill is part of Governor Sean Parnell's efforts to overhaul permitting regulations, and it's prompted some criticism from conservation groups. The bill gives more power to the head of the Natural Resources Department, authorizing the commissioner to grant general permits for activity on state lands, so long as that activity doesn't cause irreparable damage. The bill also closes off water reservation applications to non-government entities. A companion bill in the Senate is under consideration by the Finance Committee. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $2.20 an ounce to $1,578.60. Silver is up 16 cents an ounce to $28.96. Zinc is at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive a little early at 9:10 and expected to depart at 10:02. It is unofficially 26 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.